What did your creative process look like for bringing the work to life?
So I mentioned a little bit about kind of the ideas around Habit Formed. So the way it works in action is coming into the studio. Sometimes we do a writing exercise. Sometimes we do an improvisational exercise. Sometimes I'll have the dancers just create something very quick. So it's one of my ideas is first thought, best thought. So we try to work away from the mirrors and just, I give the dancer an impulse, an idea, and they create something very quick and raw. And then immediately I have that dancer teach it to another dancer. So through the passing on of the material, it becomes codified in some way. It's almost like, you know, we have an idea, but what happens when we speak it out in public? It has to be refined. It has to be clarified. So in that process of sharing it with the other dancers in the group, it starts getting clearer. And then through this exchange, the movement becomes exchanged from dancer to dancer. We add variation. We say, okay, I look at the material that the dancer created and I think, how can it be refined? How can we add more specificity, more rhythmic clarity, more differences in dynamics? And then it becomes this like fodder. And then what started out from a conceptual idea becomes a movement dialogue. And sometimes it feels like it gets very far from the original impetus, but it's all about how the movement is speaking to these ideas. So then I look at all of these little chunks of material that we're creating in the studio that the dancers are learning, and I begin to put my choreographer's eye on it and think about how can we put this together to create a work? So what does it look like if we do this as a unison section? What would it look like as a solo? And we play around with we do tons of trial and error. The dancers all end up becoming understudies for everyone because they all learn every role in the piece because they're involved in this workshopping process. And what happens through this creative process is the dancers have a lot of skin in the game. They're very invested and they end up putting their take on the movement all the time. One dancer might interpret a movement differently than another dancer, and that adds to how we develop. Ultimately, what I'm really trying to do is develop a movement vocabulary that really has a lot of depth and clarity.